Let's talk this evening to Sibo Sison Gwenya, Managing Executive for Telkom Financial Services. It's not a huge amount of money. Is it an experiment, Sibo Sison? 5 million rand available to lend to small businesses. Have you asked your new prospective shareholders whether or not they mind? Should Telkom be sold, of course. But what's the thinking behind Telkom beginning to lend money?
Hi, good evening, Bruce, and good evening to your listeners. The Telkom Financial Services, we are focused on four pillars, Bruce, and that is insurance, lending, saving and investments, as well as payment. The lending that we're doing is in collaboration with partners, so we're not exposing our balance sheet.
Okay, so how those partnerships work? What exactly are you doing?
So, Bruce, what we have created is a platform that enables a small business to basically apply for funding at any given point. And they can apply for funding from as little as 20,000, and as we have indicated, up to 5 million. And all that is required from their side is a turnover of 30,000, as well as they must have been operating for at least 6 months. Now, you know, if you are a businessman, what you don't have is time to go to a financial institution and fill out exhaustive forms in order to get a decision, you know, perhaps in a couple of days' time. Instead of trading. Here you can do this application on our platform, telkombusiness.co.za/businessloans, in the comfort of your office whilst you are managing your business. And we are able to give you a decision, you know, within 24 hours.
There's an old saying, it says, fools go where angels fear to tread. Not for a moment suggesting South Africa's commercial banking sector is angelic, but it's often accused of failing to fund small businesses, particularly small businesses with loans of, as you say, the 20,000 rand loans and thereabouts. It's a very high risk area. What sort of expertise have you got in terms of assessing the risk of lending money to enterprises that banks are too scared to go anywhere near?
Yeah, Bruce, that's a great question. As indicated, within the Telkom Financial Services, we do not, operate on the basis of knowing better than the banks, as you put it in this regard. But what we do is we partner with experienced players in the market, and we create propositions, as I think that we believe, feed a gap in the market, certainly in terms of financial inclusion and the challenges that small businesses have. So we have a proprietary scoring model that is utilized to assess these loans. We have been in pilot for some time with our partners, and we believe that we have found the sweet spot with regards to this kind of lending.
Do you have to have a Telkom account to participate? I mean, is this a way to drum up business for Telkom as well, or are you agnostic as to what sort of cell phone provider or sort of telecoms provider you use?
Bruce, we are absolutely agnostic. As I've indicated, the requirements are very simple. You do not need to be a customer of Telkom. You simply need to be a business in need of funding for your business and be, you know, in operation for a period greater than 6 months.
Sibo Sison Gwenya, thank you, Managing Executive for Telkom Financial Services. Would you take a loan from Telkom? I suppose you take a loan from anybody, depending on the T's and C's. It is an unusual move. It's a surprising move. Small business loans coming out of Telkom. Telkom, which itself is on the block by, you know, got three potential acquirers or deal makers circling around it. And we watch the space very, very closely indeed. Fascinating insights there on Telkom and lending money into the small business sector, an area that very few people are prepared to venture into. In a moment, we are going to, after Eyewitness News, of course, we are going to look at the situation in Turkey. They've cut interest rates with inflation running above 80%, 80%. Is this Zimbabwe or Venezuela 2.0? We asked that question this evening. We'll also do small business and Warren Ingram with personal finance. That's still to come in the next hour here on The Money Show.